Matthew Brabham, you come from a famous racing family. What brings you to the USF 2000 series?
Basically, it's looking at it from an international perspective. It's just the best series for me and what I'm trying to do at the moment. I looked at various categories, you know, staying in Australia where I was racing and trying to go to V8s maybe, or going to Europe and trying to make it to Formula One, or coming here and trying to make it to IndyCars. And the series basically was just by far the best, and its rewards program was by far the best, and it was just the most, you know, affordable, and it seemed as though it was the best option. So I came over and started testing, and got into with Cape Motorsports, and we did the winter series, and basically signed up for the national series here. So that's how I basically decided to come to the US. And Dad was racing in the US quite a lot, so we knew quite a lot of people over here, and so basically that was just the ultimate decision, was to, I guess, come over where we knew the people and where Dad knew. You know, Dad was able to help me out a lot here as well, because he's kind of come through the ranks here and got to the top. So yeah, it was definitely the best option for me, and me at the present time.
And you probably, are you enjoying the support you see around the IndyCar series? And you know, I know that they bring in IndyCar drivers to talk to you guys. Do you enjoy that kind of camaraderie, especially?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that you just don't get in any other series that I've ever been in before, and I've ever seen, really. You know, you get all these sponsor lessons and in the theater, and all the IndyCar guys come down and talk to you about, you know, sponsorship and how the business works over here. And it's just fantastic to have such great resources that the IndyCar guys offer to the lower categories. It's just fantastic.
Tell me about the F2000 car and what makes it fun.
Well, I've only driven Formula Ford in Australia at the moment, so that's the only race car. I've only been racing for 2 years, so this is the first main year in a car with wings and slicks that I've ever raced. So I'm just basically trying to get used to a car with a lot of downforce, because I was racing Formula Ford last year and they had groove tires and no downforce whatsoever. So it was very, very hard to get used to the wings and slicks in these cars. But you know, now that I've got used to it and started to learn it and get up to speed, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun with a lot more grip. You know, it was kind of a bit like a go-kart, I guess, in Formula Ford, sliding around a lot. But now that we have a lot more grip, we're a lot quicker, and it's awesome fun. I think I've chosen the right job, I guess.
Now, coming over here to race and do first year in the States, where have you decided to live?
I'm living with a friend in West Palm Beach at the moment. So I was born in Boca Raton, Florida. So I'm kind of come back home and started living there with a friend that Dad knew from a while. But towards the end of the year, I might see move up towards Indianapolis, because that's, I guess, where the racing hub is here. And a lot of our races are up north. So I'll be looking at moving to Indianapolis, I guess, towards the end of the year.
And what do you do away from the racetrack? I mean, I know you grew up in a famous racing family, but you still have to have outside hobbies.
Yeah, definitely. I used to race remote control cars. That was a lot of fun. And I at the moment, I'm just training really hard and getting fit, because that helps me so much in motor racing, being fit. It's just able to, you know, be on your 100% game more of the time and all the time. So basically, just at the moment, I'm just training a lot and sorting out all the media stuff, because that's kind of a big shock to me from compared to Australia. And here, it's just so much more professional. So I've basically been spending 100% of my time, free time, just sorting out all the media stuff, my website, the hero cards, business cards, and whatnot. So trying to get just set up here at the moment. It's my full-time job.
Matthew Brabham, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.